You're listening to Life Insights Live with Scout Bartlett.
Good morning, Scout. Yes, you are the real deal.
Kwong, I'm not sure we have the right settings on the board. That's right. You are, with any luck at all, listening to Life Insights Live with Scout like Pathfinder, Bartlett like Pear. Should I be on Extension 1 or PGRM? With any luck at all, you're listening to Life Insights Live with Scout like Pathfinder, Bartlett like Pears, and we're still... That's what I thought. So was I on the air at all? Was I on the air? Oh, cool. I just wasn't in my own headphones. How exciting. Yeah, well, we're... Everything's new and everything's different. We're still learning about change. Change is groovy stuff. We get to learn all kinds of stuff. So you are listening indeed. Now I am too. Now I can hear it too. You're listening to Life Insights Live with Scout like Pathfinder, Bartlett like Pears. Yay. Cool. And we want to start off this morning with a brief edition of none other than...
Good morning.
Dead air. I can't. Am I there? Yeah, okay. Tech Talk, San Francisco. Yeah, I have to hope that's going to change eventually. we're still figuring out how to make everything work here. It's down to hand signs and pointing fingers, I think, at this point. And we'll just do... We'll do signing for the deaf through the window here, and that'll work. Tech Talk San Francisco. I wanted to jump back to a couple of things. One, I just installed a nifty thing, and at least through my particular wireless provider, it is available that people can sign up for it. I had to actually have some discussions with them about the reception at my house, and they agreed that it should be better and that something odd is going on. But anyway, if you've got poor cell phone or poor wireless, as they like to call it now, reception at your home, you can work around it. I believe all the cell phone providers have these. If you've got broadband wireless or broadband internet access at your home, if you're running any kind of broadband internet, what I just got is from my provider. It's a product called an AirRave. And what it does is it plugs into my internet modem. I happen to use Comcast. Not a promotion for Comcast, but they are amazingly fast speeds once they got some stuff fixed. So, and I actually found that Comcast does, when you work your way up, have some very good customer service people that really do want to get stuff fixed, so eventually it did. But anyway, this AirRave product plugs into my broadband modem. And creates its own, effectively, it creates its own little miniature cell phone tower in my house. So what it is rather than working off the cell phone towers that for some unknown reason weren't quite reaching my house and should have, this actually runs it right back through my internet connection. And so now all of a sudden I've gone from 1 to 1.5 to dropping 1.5 bars of cell phone to dropping calls at my home to a solid 5 bars all the way through the house. So I believe all of the cell phone or wireless providers have their variation on the same theme if you have broadband coverage. Now, the downside is if you're working off a satellite for your internet, it won't go over satellite. But if you've got broadband coverage, I believe either through the phone company's version of that or through your cable company's version of that, I believe they've got it for that. There is a small fee for it when you get it through your cable company, but all of a sudden, you know, it's really funny. I noticed I had a habit of when I wanted to call somebody, I'd pull out my cell phone, I'd look up their phone number, and then I'd reach for my landline, and I'd dial them because my cell phone reception was so undependable where I was. Now, I don't even think twice about it. I grab the cell phone, and I call them on the cell phone instead because my cell phone connection is solid and dependable. So the particular product I have is an AirRave. I believe each of your wireless companies has them. You can probably buy them on the internet on your own, but your wireless company still has to hook it up or it won't work. It's not a particularly large fee to have it running, but made a huge difference. So that's part one. Speaking of wireless phones and cell phones, we talked about it last week, but I got a couple of emails asking me to describe this again. If you have a smartphone, if you go in and look in your menus, you can find Wi-Fi or network access on your smartphone. So if you go in and look on your menus, you can find Wi-Fi or network network access. Now, why would you want to find that? Well, it turns out that running all of the things where your smartphone is grabbing your email and it's doing all of these other updates, running all of those items through the Wi-Fi, in other words, tuning it into your router or your home network when you're at home, tuning it into your office network where you office. If you've got a particular coffee shop that you hang out at that's got free Wi-Fi, or, you know, someplace else that you hang out that's got free Wi-Fi, going ahead and setting it up to run on the Wi-Fi eats a huge percentage less battery. So if you've had issues of running out of battery, one of the easiest things you can do to sustain longer battery life on your smartphone is to go ahead and go into the settings and turn on the Wi-Fi support, and then go ahead and put in the identifiers or your passcodes for your home network, your office Wi-Fi or your office network. If there's other places that you hang out a lot, if you've got a favorite, you know, coffee place that you hang out with your friends, or a favorite whatever that you hang out with your friends that's got Wi-Fi, go ahead and set that up, and you'll find that all of a sudden you're getting way longer battery life out of your smartphone by using your local router, your local network, and turning on the Wi-Fi on your phone. So both of those will help out in terms of your connection. And then I'm going to ask a favor of everybody. I'm going to make the leap. It looks like I'm getting ready to take myself up to an iPhone. It just seems like the thing to do. And I know there's a lot of debate, and it's one of those, but I have to tell you, I run off of a Google Calendar. And I've heard mixed rumors on how well the iPhone will talk to and sync with a Google Calendar. So I'm actually going to ask the favor of, if you've got an iPhone and you're running Google's calendar, a Gmail calendar, a Google calendar, through your iPhone, if you would toss me an email and let me know whether or not that worked easily and whether or not that was easy for you to set up, I would hugely appreciate that. That would be a very cool thing. So just send it to me, scout@lifeinsights.net. And let me know what you've done in terms of calendar. Or for that matter, if you're running an iPhone and you've found a different calendar function that can be accessed on the computer and sync up with your phone, maybe Apple's got a really cool calendar function. I haven't looked. All right, I admit I'm stepping up from a Palm product. Those of you that want to make fun of me, you can go ahead. You know, I had a Palm Trio, which was brilliant, and then I stepped up to the Palm Pre, which I thought was going to be brilliant plus one. And it wasn't. It was a clear explanation of Palm was really looking to go ahead and go out of business, or they already knew they were sold to HP and didn't matter. But anyway, so stepping across, if you're using an iPhone, and if there's a particularly great calendar function that's not a paid app that one can easily access online as well as it automatically syncs on the phone, I'd love an email from you, scout@lifeinsights.net. Jumping backwards, if you've got really poor cell phone reception at your home, check in, work your way up through your customer service with your wireless provider and see what they've got. If you do have broadband internet, see what they've got that you can plug in at home to be a support to your connection at home. And then if you've got a smartphone, get in, find your way in, call your customer service if you need to, and turn on the Wi-Fi function on that smartphone. Turn on that Wi-Fi access function on the smartphone so that you'll actually do a whole big savings on your battery. And those little cues are this morning's edition of I Won't Be Able to Hear the Music. Ba-dum-bum-bum-bum-bum. Oh, I can hear you. Tech Talk San Francisco. Welcome back. Oh, this is entertaining. I was trying to pull up my own website to check something really quickly, and for some reason it's not pulling up. So let's see, www. Did you guys know that our streaming is back up on www.kestradio.com? Let's see if that page will open. No. Huh. Interesting. Now what's going on? Cool. So streaming on and then whenever I'm up on the air, you can also go to our website, which is If I'd Known Then, and the streaming button on ifidknownthen.com should come right up. I've got to check this now. Hmm. some reason the website isn't coming up. And you can just click on the streaming button and you can listen to us online. So if you're just dashing from your car into the office and you're going to be able to listen online in the office, or if you've got scritchy radio reception, our streaming is supposed to be back up online, and you can go in there and listen to us live either on KESDradio.com or, wow, it won't open, or ifidknownthen.com. And for some reason, that website's not wanting to open this morning here. I don't know. It's interesting. There's fun stuff on the internet connection. Those of you that haven't heard, we've recently moved our studios, and so there's all sorts of little surprises that we get to encounter as we find out just how things work differently now. So speaking of working differently, I want to mention, we've been talking a lot about the energy patterns in our body. And last week we talked about you have a core flow of life force energy, believe it or not. You don't have to believe in having a core flow of life force energy. It's just there, and you've experienced it. You've already experienced it. When any time that you've noticed yourself, we'll say, feeling strong and then suddenly feeling like you're faltering, feeling like you're well prepared and then suddenly noticing that it feels like something inside of you and all of your internal structural support collapsed in on itself, all of that is a part of that core flow of life force energy. Now, when I'm working with clients, I actually go look into that core flow of life force energy to find what's going on and what's standing in their way. My whole focus with clients, because it turns out I'm not very good at being a specialist. My specialist is life. I specialize in life and, as it turns out, insights into life. That's the name of the business, Life Insights. So in terms of life, I'm sort of a generalist. I end up doing everything from talking to people who aren't physically here to looking and examining and understanding people that I've never personally physically met, to working with clients about what's stuck in their world, to even a level of medical intuitive work and changing physical structures and doing healing work all the way across. I always like to point out that healing itself should not be reserved for disease. Healing is actually the word for contributing more energy into a system than what that system is able to generate for itself at that time. So healing is not necessarily about broken leg or sick tummy or whatever. It's really about contributing more energy into a system, into a person, into an individual, into a system, than what that system is able to generate on its own at the time. All of us have this core flow of life force energy. So when I'm working with clients about themselves, or even about where they're running into an issue between themselves and another, if I'm working on an issue between themselves and another, I'll be doing two things. I'll actually be looking into the other to give the client an understanding to the motivations that the other has at the time. So I'll be looking into the other to give the client an understanding of that other person's perspective, their view, how they view things. But at the same time, I'll be looking at the energy patterns in the client themselves, always to see where we can untangle parts that have been tangled, or phrased differently, where we can free up additional aspects of that client to flow freely and be accessible. That client's internal well-being, their internal sense of power, their internal sense of presence in the world, their internal sense of worth and value will be in there to free up those internal aspects for that client, and that's my whole focus. I'm focused in, if you've ever had that sense that you knew that there was more in you than what you were able to bring out, if you'd ever had that sense that occasionally you see flashes of that more in you, and then you're wishing that you could figure out how to bring it out more consistently or have it be more consistent, that occasionally you see these flashes of that more in you, or just on a gut level you've always known that you yourself would give you a grade school record of not living up to your potential. All the way across on that one. That's exactly what I'm focused into when I'm working with clients. Is I'm completely focused into bringing forward that inner aspect of self, bringing it forward so that it flies free. Okay, good. My website is coming up. It's just something going on with that particular approach. But bringing forward that inner aspect of people, bringing it forward so that that most thriving part of self is forward, is accessible, and is what's going on. So I want to take a quick second to let you know that I've been outside already this morning, and while it felt sort of moist, it's actually just kind of humid and cool, but relatively nice. In fact, I had on too many layers of clothes this morning anyway in the city. The weather was probably long sleeves, a light jacket, and of course a hat for my little naked head, but that was sufficient to feel comfortable even out in the suburbs. But no matter where on the planet you're listening, no matter where on earth you are, it's a perfect day for you to have a great day on purpose. Hi, this is Scout, and you can have a private session with me, either a single session of self-understanding or ongoing development work for your spiritual path or unfolding the areas of your life that have been folded. We can work together individually, and I'm fully certified in all of the techniques that Christopher Howard uses in his groundbreaking Breakthrough to Success workshop, so that we can work even in those directions. You can contact me by phone as 925-676-5189 or email me scout@lifeinsights.net. That's scout@lifeinsights.net. Listening to Life Insights Live with Scout Bartlett. That's right, you are listening to Life Insights Live with Scout like Pathfinder. And Bartlett like pears. Yeah, welcome back. I'm glad to be back. Couple things I want to mention real quickly. The 1th of the month Wednesday is coming up, well, shortly, not next week, but the week after, because we've still got some more of my birthday month. I hope y'all have been celebrating my birthday month all month long. That's important. And actually, because it's my birthday month, they gave us a 5th Friday this month. Is that cool or what? So every time that we have to suffer through presidential elections, we get an extra day in February to pay us back. And since this was my birthday month, they gave us a 5th Friday, because any month that you're going to celebrate all month needs 5 Fridays, don't you think? Absolutely. So that's really cool. Anyway, so coming up shortly, Wednesday the 4th of April, so that's a week from Wednesday, don't say we didn't warn you, Wednesday the 4th of April is my 1th of the month Wednesday. It's down in Mountain View, but I get there from out in Pacheco. You can get there from anywhere, okay? It's an easy shot down. It's a Wednesday night. We're done by about 9:45. What the heck? You've partied later than that. So that workshop is Love is an Energy Flow. That workshop is entitled Love is an Energy Flow, and it is literally, it's the energetics underneath the experience of love, and that gives you a whole understanding of why relationships about love do some of the weird stuff they do. So in the world of information allows you to make different choices, and you want to make choices that well, how's that working for you? You want to make choices that are working for you? Love is an energy flow. It's a tremendous workshop. I consider it one of the primary cornerstones of the Life Insights information. I'm not sure everybody agrees with me, but I do, and I highly recommend that you set aside the time to come there. So I'll mention, if you go into, I believe, both websites. We now have two websites up, by the way. There's the one that we're transitioning from and the one they're transitioning to. So you can go explore around and go look at workshops, and I believe if it's not there, it will be shortly. There will be a secret passcode on the 1th of the month page in both websites. So that's If I'd Known Then, no apostrophe, but If I'd Known Then, all run together, .com. Just go in and look for the 1th of the month page. It's under workshops. And there'll be a secret passcode that'll allow you 2 for the price of 1. We keep that workshop Majorly inexpensive, because that's my whole notion, is I don't want money to be the sole idea of whether you can or cannot go get the information that you need. And so we keep it very accessible to make sure that even if you're on limited means, or even if you're a student at this point, because I remember my limited means as a student, it keeps it very accessible so that you can come in and soak in that energy and get the information once a month. So there'll be a secret passcode on the website under one of the month that will allow you to bring in two people for the price of one. You just write it on your own piece of paper, you know, anything from a gum wrapper to a $100 bill, and then that suddenly becomes your instant coupon for two for one. So that's Wednesday the 4th, a week from Wednesday. So it's you know, I mean, think about it. This is March 23rd, I think. March 23rd. Already. January 1st was about 30 minutes ago, right? So a week from Wednesday is basically two inhale and one exhale from now. You know, like vacation, 7 days and six nights, two inhales and one exhale. So really go put it into your smartphone calendar right now with a departure time that leaves you enough time to get there. We open the doors about 7. We're going to invite grads of the healing class to be giving energy alignments at 7, and then the workshop itself starts about 7:35. So that's Love is an Energy Flow. It's really the understanding of the mystic energetics underneath relationships and why they trigger the weird and interesting stuff that they trigger in terms of behaviors next Wednesday. Now, those of you in the city that have given me static about in the Mountain View, okay, cool. We're going to be doing the healing class here in the city. It'll be on Friday evenings. It starts on Friday, May 4th. So it's a month away. So that's like 10 breaths and a couple of naps. You know, it's basically in about 15 minutes is May. But that'll be the healing class. It's a 10-session series in really opening up the energetic flow. In fact, we didn't stage this up by making any specific invitations, but we'll just toss this out because I know we have grads that are listening. If you're a grad of the healing class, or for that matter, if you've had session work with me, if you would be willing to take the moment to call in and share that with people, just so other folks might have a notion of whether they do or don't find that interesting for themselves, give us a call this morning. You can join in on the air at 415-BAD-TAG-OPERATOR or 415-223-8240. 415-223-8240. Yeah, there's just nothing to make out of that phone number. You can't make it into anything. Bad tag operators, as good as I get, you know? I was trying, 8-4-0, like a score, but that's not important. That's not very interesting. It's not all even numbers. It's not like you could randomly dial lots of twos and hope to hit it. Yeah, anyway, 223-8240. We'd love to have you join in the show and just let other folks know of what, even if, well, for that matter, if you, yeah, well, it's happened before. If you had a reading with me and you hated the experience, you can call in. What the heck? Why not? But particularly if you're a grad of the healing class, because sometimes it's a little tricky for me to find the words to explain, because I've been living in that state of being for a while. That class has been around, was first channeled in 1986. There's been one revision, and I'm making some small revisions because there's things that I've now learned that I can see where I can add them in to cover even more details that weren't covered in the original class, because I've done a whole lot of work with post-traumatic release. That's a huge amount of work that I do, is post-traumatic release. And we're not talking warfare, but yeah, that too. But you really want to catch that all of those places where your system underwent a shock, there's a portion of your life force that stays behind, circling around. So if you've ever found yourself replaying that, I mean, I have one that's linked up that I actually really like. When I walk into a store and I see bananas for sale, which, you know, grocery stores have pretty much year-round now. If I'm relaxed and I see bananas, I immediately can spot memories of going with my dad to a local creamery, a local dairy that had their own store, their own creamery store, and they made their own ice cream. And every now and then, for a big splurge, and Dad would take me or take me and my brother over there, and we were allowed to order whatever we wanted. That was a good thing about Dad. None of this, well, you know, you're a small kid, you need one scoop of ice cream. No, we could order any one item on the list. So there was the single scoop sundae, there was the double scoop sundae, and you figured that out. But it didn't take very long to figure out that a banana split had three scoops of ice cream and all the various goops on top of it, and the banana, which is pretty good. So, you know, it was the biggest single item, which is a kid, when you're ordering sugar, the biggest single item is the best. And so that was my regular that I would go order when Dad would take us to Zarda's Dairy and their creamery, is I would order a banana split. So it's really fun that I notice that when I see bananas, that comes up. Now, that does mean because it shows up that much, there's a certain portion of my life force that's still in that memory, but I'm really fond of the memory. I'm willing to sacrifice that amount of my juice for it because it doesn't have a lot of trauma in it. It's a sweet, all puns intended, memory. But if you notice there are other memories that come to mind of argument, discussion, shock, unhappiness, events that came up, embarrassments, and so forth, if you notice that there are those other memories that come up and they show up frequently, that's actually locking up a portion of your life force energy. That's actually locking up a portion of your life force energy. And your mind or your consciousness is circling around. So a portion of your life force energy is circling and circling and recircling around that particular experience because it's still trying to figure it out. Now, you know, if you've been around life more than 20 years, you've figured out that there's some stuff, particularly there's some interactions with grown-ups that aren't figure-outable. Is that a word, Kwong? Figure-outable. There's some right? Yeah, there's some interactions with grown-ups that just flat out aren't figure-outable, right? I mean, every now and then the interaction with the grown-up involved is me. And I look at some of how I've responded to things, and it's not figure-outable. You know, it's just like, no, doesn't make sense. I don't get it. What's that about? So when we have a memory that jumps back up that a portion of us is trying to figure out, that's effectively post-traumatic lockup. Or in other words, it's a portion of our life force that gets locked up in that memory, and it's still trying to get a hook on it. But it is indeed a portion of our life force. It's a portion of our creativity. It's a portion of our creative ability. It's a portion of our problem solving, presentation, feeling solid, feeling safe, feeling empowered. It's those parts locking up and lost, okay? So anyway, the healing class started in 86. We had one rewrite that changed a few things that didn't work how I wanted them to work. And now I'm in the midst of rewriting a couple of more segments because I've now done a lot of work on grief. I have a different understanding of grief than I did in 1986, a significantly different understanding of grief than I had in 1986. And a lot of this freeing up life force energy that's gotten locked into compartmentalizations in consciousness. So I was actually rewriting an exercise last night as I led it. I'm reading the exercise out of the instructor's book. And rewriting it. So we've recorded that so that we'll transcribe that down and then we'll polish it a little bit and we'll disseminate it out to all of the instructors of the healing class. So that class itself is this substantive training in stepping into consciousness and awareness. Now, what's that mean? If you've ever noticed that you have a tendency to be bounced around by your surroundings, if you have noticed that you have a tendency to experience and feel the stress that others are feeling, but you have a tendency to feel it in yourself, as if it were yours. If you've noticed that periodically your patterning, you know, if you've noticed that, I saw a greeting card the other day that says, I'm channeling my mother and I can't stop. So if you've noticed that you're playing out the patterns of the grown-ups in your history that you'd always declared you would never, any of those parts, if you've noticed that you're playing that out, the healing class is about stepping out of the part of you that gets bounced around by others, disconnecting from the cords and energetic connections that are holding you bound to your history and bound to the people of your history, stepping out of the autopilot responses, or as one grad mentioned when we got to the end of the class, they said, wow, all of a sudden I get to have my emotions rather than just be them. In other words, all of a sudden I have the experience when my emotions go off without them immediately, we'll say, taking charge of me. If you've ever, you know, if you've ever had that fun part when all of a sudden you're coming out of an argument or a discussion or a heated interaction with a friend or with your loved one and you really don't know what it was about. It's like, wow, what was that fight about? I don't know. A whole place of stepping out so that you're able to have your emotions rather than be controlled by them. You're able to choose your responses rather than being stuck with responses that were formulated when you were much younger and had very different strategies or much more limited strategies. Stepping into that consciousness and that awareness is you stepping into you. You don't get to find out who you are by coming up with some description of, oh, you know me, I always. You find out who you are by building your ability to step out of those programmed responses. Building your ability to step out of those programmed responses and step into you responding and finding out how you'd respond. If you weren't your previous life programming, how would you respond? You find out who you are by seeing what you do when you're you. So if you've found places where you've recognized that you're limited into old programming or you're just doing the same thing again, or, you know, it's that quote attributed to Einstein of the definition of insanity is doing the same thing you've been doing but expecting a different result. Well, if you find that there's a portion of you that's doing the same things you've been doing but expecting different results, or even if you've given up on yourself and you're no longer expecting different results, you're just locked up into the whole modality of, oh, you know me, I always. It's time to step out of that. Because it turns out, I saw the greatest quote, I loved it, because it's the same thing I've said a bazillion times, but all of a sudden it was phrased differently. So I threw it up on the Life Insights page on Facebook. I highly invite you to come up on Facebook and like Life Insights, the educational institution. That's what it's listed as, education. Yep. Come up and like Life Insights. We'd love to have you join us there. But I saw a lovely quote that I tossed up there the other day, which is simply put, you don't have a soul. You are a soul. You have a body. I just loved it. It's like, yeah, it's the same thing I've been saying, but it's said so much differently that what a treat and what a delight to get to have it said that way. It just tickled me. It was like, yeah, that's perfect. Said it perfectly. Cool. Hey, good morning, Marie. Sorry, cruising in. We're getting feedback on Facebook. You're welcome to join on the Facebook page. You can either friend me up on Scout Bartlett, but better yet, go in and like Life Insights on Facebook. And it's very, very fun because you can toss up comments on Facebook and I'll see them while I'm here in the studios and we can respond. So a friend of mine, we studied together with Paul Larson way back when. Put up a like this morning, so listening online. So hi, Marie. Slipped out of my head. So happy birthday to all of my March birthday friends, too. All of my March birthday friends, happy birthday. I know I've happy birthdayed you on Facebook, and it's like, oh, man, who was it that just had a birthday that I was going to say something to this morning? But it's not right there in my memory. Ah, sweet one, Lisa Murch, happy birthday. And Joy, happy birthday to you, too. And Janice, definitely happy birthday. Happy birthday, guys. Yeah, everybody that shares that March birthday, man, celebrate all month. In fact, I highly suggest dye your hair purple. Right? Kwong's going to dye his hair purple. No, I don't think he is. I'm going to cheer him on to do it, but yeah, we'll see. Eyebrows. You could do your eyebrows purple. That would be out. Yeah, that'd be just weird. You know, my niece sent me a thing. She's in the fashion industry. She's actually a fashion designer. Niece-in-law. How does that work? My nephew married her, so I guess she's my niece-in-law? Something like that. Anyway, it was so cute, because first of all, I mean, she's from Minnesota and doesn't talk like that, but very Midwestern, and her family's very Midwestern, and yet they didn't seem to have any weird response at all when they met me with my purple beard. They just said, wow, that's really cool, so that was fun. But she sent me a thing out of the fashion trades the other day, and it turns out that the hot fashion color this year is purple, in the tones that I wear in my beard and in my clothing. Yeah, if you go up on Facebook, you can see a picture of me, you can see the purple in my beard. but it's in that tones. And so she sent me this whole thing and said, Uncle Scout was a fashion leader all along, you know, and I've always thought of myself as a fashion icon, not. So that was really fun. That's exciting. It turns out I'm a fashion icon. I have led the fashion industry, and it's the hottest thing going, because they had all kinds of shots of those young kid model people with purple in their hair. No purple beard, though. So, but one kid with purple eyebrows. That's what made me think of it. So, Scout, the fashion icon. So we all have a core flow of life force energy. Just jumping back to the real program, already in progress. Yeah, Kwong's in there like going, how did you transition that? Yeah, badly. Not much of a segue there. Just, it's one of those, oh, look, shiny thing mornings. You too could have a radio program on KEST where you let your brain just sort of wander all over and say, oh, look, shiny thing. How exciting would that be? So, all of us have a core flow of life force energy, and it flows through seven primary energy centers, which are called chakras, just because that's what they're called. It's a Sanskrit word, so they've been called chakras ever since Sanskrit. All of us have that core flow of life force energy, and it flows through primary energy centers of chakras. There's secondary chakras all throughout the body, but there's seven primary chakras in the body and then some more in that primary chain. But they form a core flow right up through the center of us that interconnects from the core of the planet right through us all the way on up and into source. Oh, Lewis is up this morning listening. Hi, Lewis. Good morning. Sorry, just responding to Facebook and being sort of like weird this morning. Core flow of life force energy, and it flows through the chakras. So we're going to, over the next few weeks, we're going to talk about each of those energy centers so that we can put together the whole set of what each of the energy centers are about. Now, the chakras are numbered by convention. In other words, it's just what we're used to. You've got vertebrae in your spine, right? And the vertebrae in your spine are numbered, not because they have a particular reason to be numbered that, but that's just the convention of how they're numbered, so that when people are talking about vertebrae, you know, and they're saying L5, then anybody that speaks vertebrae numbers knows which one is the L5 and so forth and so on. Yeah, can't help it. Was just working on, God, I had an RN and a medical doctor that I was working on doing medical intuitive work yesterday. That was cool. And that was just yesterday. Yeah, my life is busy. So the chakra system also is numbered by conventions, and they're numbered, the convention for the numbering or the naming of the chakra system through the body, chakra again being energy center, as I understand it, it's a Sanskrit word that means spinning or wheel. It would mean both. It would translate either way depending upon its usage. And so your chakras are a spinning wheel, which makes it a 1960s rock tune, right? What? Goes off. Must go down. See, if we were like one of those old, you know, old style stations, you'd have a bazillion songs in there and you'd immediately be able to just key that one in and you'd spinning wheels got to go. Anyway, chakras, Sanskrit word, spinning wheel. So they're numbered from bottom to top. The first chakra, as is the convention, is right down literally at your tailbone. It's right at the base of your spine. The second chakra is in your low belly, a little below the height of your navel, but not out front where your navel is. You could picture all of them effectively as being back deep inside your body against your spine. So second chakra is down a little lower than the height of your navel, back just in front of your spine. Third chakra, that's back again in your body, just in front of your spine, is up at solar plexus level, in other words, at the height of the bottom of your breastbone. Third chakra. Fourth chakra is at heart level, again, back inside your body, closer to your spine. Fifth chakra is at the base of your throat, but again, back inside your body. Sixth chakra is your third eye, and people have a tendency to picture a third eye right there where your bindi goes, in other words, where the little dot on your forehead would be if you put a dot between your eyeballs. It's at that level of eyebrow, but it's in the center of your head. So it's back inside in the center of your head. It's at the level of eyebrows, but in the center of your head. That's sixth chakra. And the seventh chakra is at the crown of your head. In fact, the seventh chakra is sort of half in and half out of your head. You could think of it as an energetic ball, the bottom half of which is inside your head, the top half of which is outside your head. Primary chakra system. Now, Paula, 415-223-8240. There you go. 415-223-8240. She made a comment that it's very staticky. I hope that's not the online feed that's staticky. So, seven chakras at the crown of your head, half in and half out the top of your head. Each of those chakras, each of those energy centers, is its own part of our life circuitry. Each of those chakras is its own part of life circuitry. The same way that if you took apart your television set, there'd be one part of the television set circuitry that makes the picture happen, another part of the television set circuitry that makes the sound happen, another part of the television circuitry that translates the signal from whether you got it on an antenna or whether you got it on cable. So each part of your television, each part of the circuitry does different stuff. Each part of your chakra system is a different part of your life circuitry. Each part of the chakra system is a different part of your life circuitry. And so they all apply to different aspects of you. Now, because I have this quirky talent or this odd gift to see things in patterns and see things in flows, I see things in energy flows. And I see energy flows in their patterns, and from that, I have a knowingness of what's going on for people. So I see things in flows and in patterns when I'm looking in that intuitive part of myself. I'm naturally born clairsentient, which means that I sense stuff, and I sense it in my body even when I'm sensing it from other people. That's how my psychic awareness primarily works. As I've practiced and built it, I am also clairvoyant and clairaudient and clairsmelliant and clairtastient, whatever the words would be for those, meaning that I can recognize the intuitive pickup from my intuitive through my brain's translation mechanism for all of the various sensory input. That's just how it works. Is intuitive input isn't coming in through the first five senses. It's coming in through the sixth sense is. But it gets translated inside our consciousness so that our mind interprets it. Our mind interprets it through sensory translation. That's not really how it comes in. It's just an interpretational factor. So if people are primarily clairsentient, they get their intuitive input as a visual input. That's how their mind translates that information. So they'll see it not necessarily as, you know, the pictures of the tail of the plane with a number on it and then, you know, the plane blowing up or whatever you get to see in a movie of somebody that's clairsentient. Sometimes it's flows of color, flows of light, flows of visual symbology that have to be interpreted a little bit by the owner of the brain, based on their own symbology, their own way that their consciousness translates symbols. So it's not always a literal sense. So when I'm sensing with people, I'm sensing, I have a particular quirk in my gifts where I'm very gifted in flows. Is that Peach? Yeah, cool. I'm very gifted in flows, and that's what I watch, is I watch energy flows and energy patterns. And the patterns of flows through that circuitry system or that chakra system, you can tell I've got an engineering degree, you never completely recover from an engineering degree, but the patterns of flows through that system and through that chakra system tell me all kinds of things of what's going on for the client, but they also allow me the opportunity to reach in and change the pattern of flow. They allow me the opportunity to reach in and change that pattern of flow and then watch that make a difference in the pattern of life. So, Paula, hang on the phone. We'll be to you. But in the meantime, I want to let you know I've been outside already this morning. It was sort of humid and moist, but it really wasn't very chilly. I had on too much jacket. In fact, by the time I was here, I broke a sweat. So long sleeves and a light jacket. Well, I need a hat for my little naked head. But long sleeves and a light jacket will probably do you. Tonight, you're going to want your umbrella and your rain gear. And tomorrow, you're going to want some more umbrella and some more rain gear. But it's actually going to get up. It's supposed to get up to like 60 today in the city. So that's definitely long sleeves and light jacket. But no matter where on earth you are, It's a perfect day for you to have a great day on purpose.
San Francisco.
Hi, this is Scout, and you can have a private session with me, either a single session of self-understanding or ongoing development work for your spiritual path or unfolding the areas of your life that have been folded. We can work together individually, and I'm fully certified in all of the techniques that Christopher Howard uses in his groundbreaking Breakthrough to Success workshop so that we can work even in those directions. You can contact me by phone as 925-676-5189 or email me scout@lifeinsights.net. That's scout@lifeinsights.net.
Listening to Life Insights Live with Scout Bartlett. That's right, you are listening to Life Insights Live with Scout like Pathfinder, Bartlett like Pears. I do hope you'll come in and like Life Insights on Facebook. That'll be a happy thing to do. We put up stuff and interesting things and insights into what's going on in the energy flows around you. But I also hope that you'll send us an email or just go sign in at our website, ifidknownthen.com. We have hours and hours and hours of audio input available to you for free at ifidknownthen.com. ifidknownthen.com. No apostrophe, just run it right all together. Just sign in, give us an email address. But as soon as you sign in, you're going to have access to, because Lewis has been working night and day and has a whole bunch of our radio archives up on that website. And we'll actually have today's show up there archived shortly after we get off the air. So come into ifidknownthen.com. Just sign in. There's no charge for it. Just sign in, and that'll give you access to all of that audio stuff from the various radio shows. Got a note from a friend of mine that I didn't even know did such things, but she's got a job where it needs her brain but not her ears. Actually, I think it needs her hands and her eyes but not her brain or her ears. And she was letting me know. We went hiking a little while ago, and while we were hiking, she was talking to me about all kinds of things that I didn't know she knew about in my world till I found out that she's been in the website and cruising through all the free audio on the website and enjoying all of that part. And it's like, oh, didn't know you were into that. She said, oh, yeah, once I got going, it was way interesting. So that's ifidknownthen.com. Go in, sign in, and you can find the archives from the radio. Want to mention again, just to make sure you know about it, we have the healing class coming up in San Francisco. It starts in May on Friday evenings. But a week from Wednesday, which is like basically turn around twice and jump up once, a week from Wednesday is our one of the month workshop, Love is an Energy Flow. So that is Paula on one, right? Cool. So with any luck at all, we've got that up, and I pushed that button, and I pushed that button. Hi, Paula. With any luck at all, you're live on the air with Scout.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yay. I can indeed.
Well, I heard a little clip, and you were saying asking people to call in, so I wanted to call in really quick.
Mm-hmm.
And say how awesome you are.
Aw.
And just say that I've met you, I think, in 2009. Probably. My memory is...
Yeah, it's been at least a couple years.
Yeah. And the first time I did the meditation with you, I think it was at East West. I did the trauma workshop, I think it was. And definitely noticed a huge change. But I just want to say one thing. The reason I was calling is to say that your work is very unique. And when I had a reading with you, it was definitely different than any other reading that I've ever had. So if I could put it in one sentence, I guess, and I'm talking on a cell phone, I could hear myself, it's driving me crazy. Okay. You go really deep into layers. Does that make sense?
Well, it does to me.
I know it does to me, too. I don't know if people out there listening understand, but over the years, we have layers. I call it like an onion. You know, healing is like peeling the layers, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And you definitely were able to go deep into layers. And I've learned a lot from you.
Cool.
So I just wanted to say thank you and say you are awesome, and you already know that.
Oh, bless your heart. Thanks so much, Paige. I appreciate you calling in.
You're welcome.
Very definitely. Oh, and we've got a bunch of stuff coming up at East West, so make sure that you check the new East West calendar. They have truly honored me with recognition at East West in this quarter. I truly feel to my heart honored with the level of recognition that they've given me from that organization and that store in this coming quarter. So there'll be a bunch of stuff for us to play with there too.
Awesome. We'll have to check into that.
Great. Thank you.
Happy birthday month.
Thanks. I appreciate it. Thanks, Peach. All right. Bye-bye.
All right. See you around. Bye-bye.
Cool. Thanks. That is a piece. I mean, it's a very interesting thing. When folks come in and have a reading with me for the first time, I get embarrassed because frequently they'll say, oh, I've had lots of other psychic readings, but this was not at all like that. And yet it's, I mean, I'm an engineer. I'm results oriented. You know, you get in, you figure out what's not working in the circuitry and you make it work. I could probably do readings where I just talked about people, but where's the fun in that? It's way more fun to watch them actually be a different person by the time they walk out again. It was really fun. I had people that I worked with yesterday. I'm now doing face-to-face stuff at East West Bookstar in Mountain View on Thursdays as well as the first Saturday of the month. The rest of my readings I do by phone, and I do them from all over the world. I had clients from Sri Lanka and Korea. God bless Skype. You know, I have clients from all over the world. Australia, Alaska. At least we finally got out of the A's. But I happened to have done a face-to-face session with somebody, and then just a few hours later in the day, they were in a class with me. And so I got to see, and it was fascinating to me because I know that I work with people, but if you've ever had this experience where one part of you knows you did something, but another part of you thinks maybe you only think that, you know? If you've ever, like, been at a party and one part of you knows that you had great conversation with people and it was interesting conversation, but another part of you thinks, well, I don't know if people were that interested. But in my work, since it's so it's not carpentry, you know, I can't look and see whether or not I've hammered any nails. Sometimes I know that I've done profound work with people, but a part of my brain still thinks I only think that. And it really is more like what Paula was just describing is, yeah, it really is different. I've watched her change her whole life around with from when we first met. She gets the credit for it. I just get to watch. But I had the fun opportunity to work with a couple of clients during the daytime yesterday and then see them, because that's not my norm, is to then get to see them 5 hours later and see what it looks like. And I mean, literally one person walked into class and you could just totally tell the difference of how lit up they were, when they walked into class versus when I had talked with them earlier in the day. It was like, whoa, that's really cool. I really did do that. It's very fun. So I tend to see everything in patterns and flows when I'm working with clients. I get the overviews and the images so that I'm able to talk about the realities that go with it, ranging from, again, working with clients and talking about the patterning that happened in their early life, all the way across to I've had corporate clients where what they've brought me is a list of names, either the members of a team that they were reorganizing or a list of names, the people that they were interviewing for a particular position. And then what I do is walk through with the corporate client, and I'll actually just list out the primary personality characteristics of each of the names. Here's their strengths. Here's what they're really good at naturally. Here's what they're able to compensate and do. Here's their natural gifted areas that just flow for them that would be great if you can, you know, if you can use that to your advantage. Here's how they interact. Here's how they process their interactions. And so I give that kind of a readout on a list of names. And then I've had, and then corporate clients have either reorganized a team so that they aligned the tasks with the individual's gifts so that it was all lined up and worked easily. Or in other cases, they decided who would be the best fit to hire in to join or to recruit to join their team based on what's going to fit and how it's going to all fit together. I've never told anybody who to hire or not to hire. I don't do that. But I can certainly describe for people the characteristics of an individual, and then they can choose what they most want to fit into their team. Because I don't know, I know there's some bosses out there that basically what they'd like is anybody that's going to say yes to everything the boss says and never going to say no and always going to be on, you know, always going to be bowed down with their forehead to the floor when the boss walks through the room. Not necessarily characteristics I would hire for, but I've certainly seen bosses where that's everything they wanted. So far, that's not been any of my clients, fortunately. But so I look at the patterns and the flow. And so we're going to start. We all have a core flow of life force energy, and it flows through seven primary chakras. They're numbered from bottom to top. First chakra at the base of the spine, associated color, is red. You walk through the rainbow. Second chakra in your abdomen area, a little lower than navel, orange. Third chakra, solar plexus, yellow. Fourth chakra, heart level, green. Fifth chakra, throat level, blue. Sixth chakra, middle of your head, indigo. Seventh chakra, crown of your head, purple. And in my case, beard chakra, also purple. But that's just making a joke. Next week, we'll talk about the first chakra as part of your circuitry, and we'll bring in some more callers so that we can place them on the phone. But in the meanwhile, I want to ask you one thing. Please, treat yourself as a loved one, because you truly are. And no matter where on earth you are, it is a perfect day for you to have a great day on purpose. Come join us on the website, ifidknownthen.com, and you'll be able to pick up the archives of the radio shows there as we work our way through little mini workshops on the air. Scott Bartlett, have a great day.
The law offices of John Burris would like to remind